It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up on Central Time, you've probably heard of the famous fossil Lucy, our 3.2 million year old ancestor. But there are a lot of new fossils found in just the last few years that are challenging our idea of where we came from and how our species evolved. We'll find out more with Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine. First, a mine proposed for Michigan's Upper Peninsula is reigniting the debate over potential economic benefits and environmental costs that came up in the discussion over an iron ore mine proposed for northern Wisconsin. The new proposal would be a few hundred feet from the state border with Wisconsin. The project would be an open-pit mine to extract gold, zinc, copper, and silver along the Menominee River. Lee Bergquist covered this for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's with us now to talk about the details. Lee, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob.
Well, first, give us the outlines of this mining proposal and the company behind it.
Well, the company behind it is Aquila Resources. It's a Toronto-based company. And it has been looking at Wisconsin and the UP, where this project is, for some time. It actually, I did not report this in the last story, but they have they've got their eye on a couple of sites in central Wisconsin for gold as well, but that's not as active as this project here. Aquila, several years ago, teamed up with another company named Hud Bay Mineral Resources, and they were going to do this project on the Menominee River, and then Hud Bay backed out and decided it wanted to put its capital elsewhere. There was a period of time where there was no action, and then in late November, the company Aquila decided it was going to move forward on its own and handed in an application to Michigan authorities, and that's where we're at now.
Let's talk about some of the arguments for and against this mine. There's been some research into economic benefits, first of all. What has been said about the potential for this mine?
Well, the company used University of Minnesota Duluth to do some economic work for them, they hired the University of Minnesota Duluth to do an economic analysis, and the university has done this work before for other projects. I remember reading about some up on the Iron Range in northern Minnesota, so they are they've certainly done this kind of work before. Almost every time that these research projects are trotted out like this, the critics will say that the environmental aspects are either underplayed or ignored, and that you end up having people just pointing fingers at each other. But nonetheless, UMD says that the project would generate $20 million in new tax revenue for for federal, state, and local governments each year, and that in a royalty system that Michigan uses, that there would be about $16.5 million in royalties from the minerals that would flow to state government in Michigan.
And on the employment side of things, any thought that the benefits would spread across the Wisconsin border?
Yeah. According to the UMD folks, they looked at this project on a four-county basis, three counties in the UP, and then one county in Wisconsin, Marinette County, and that there would be economic benefit accruing to Marinette County as well. And in their analysis, they estimated about 1,300 construction jobs and about 450 new jobs, both at the mine and in the surrounding area.
Talking to Lee Bergquist from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a proposal for a mine to extract gold, zinc, copper, and silver at a site just a few hundred feet, I think it is, from the Wisconsin border up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Lee, let's talk about the environmental side of this. Now, what kind of concerns are being raised about a project like this and where it is?
Well, I mean, any time there is a proposal for a mine in Wisconsin or in the UP, there is inevitably an environmental fight. In this case, the mine, the pit of the mine would be as close as 150 feet from the shore of the river. And so the issue there is, you know, can that mine be managed correctly so that there isn't runoff that goes into the lake, or pardon me, into the Menominee River? As it's engineered, all the wastewater would be treated in a wastewater treatment plant. The runoff, in theory, there would be nothing should be released into that river. But whether that happens, whether there's an accident, unforeseen circumstances, you know, that's what opponents are raising already.
Another concern usually with mining projects is they don't last forever. They tap out the easily accessible product and then move on. And so what happens afterward, remediation afterward? What is the company saying about that? What are environmentalists saying about that?
Yeah, what the company is saying is that it would, you would have a pit that would be a couple hundred feet deep, and when it's done, they would fill it up and cover it over, and and the land would go back to what it once was, is simply put. Now that would be different than if you remember the Gogebic mine up in northern Wisconsin. They were going to leave that pit alone, and they were going to fill it up with water, or it was going to fill up with rainwater or with groundwater and turn it into a lake. And that's also the case of another mine that was constructed near Black River Falls. They did not cover that mine over. It filled up with groundwater and it became Lake Wazee, which is the largest, the deepest lake in the inland Wisconsin.
Now, another angle on that GTAC mine proposal, now apparently not going to happen, was the tribal element, tribal concerns about impacts on their land, their culture. Is that something that's likely to be an issue with this new proposal in the UP of Michigan?
Yeah, you bet. It will be. In this case, it may be a little slight. I'm sure the Menominee tribe, which is based in Kashina, is concerned about this. That mouth of that river is where their early settlements were. The whole corridor of the river is an area that they claim as a long ancestral lands. And they're concerned about artifacts and a lot of cultural resources that may be damaged at this mine, in addition to the environmental concerns. Whereas the Bad River, much of the argument you heard from them was that that the belief that the iron ore mine that Gogebic was going to construct would taint both groundwater and surface water that would flow through their reservation downstream close to Lake Superior.
Now, last week, I understand, was the first public hearing about this project. Do we know what was brought up there? Was there an even amount of pro and con speaking out there?
Well, and this is an example where I have to rely on what I heard from some people I talked to and from the local paper up there. I did not attend that hearing, but from my reading of it, it was fairly evenly split between supporters and detractors of the project. And there was a couple of hundred people that met at Stevenson, Michigan, and it was fairly evenly split on both sides of the issue.
As we wrap up, Lee, do you expect this to be a battle similar to what we've seen here in northern Wisconsin with GTAC and other mining proposals, only on the Michigan side of the border now?
I do, with a couple of caveats. One, you don't have legislation that the mine company is seeking and almost demanding from a legislature, in that case, Michigan's legislature. And in this case, there have been, under Michigan's mining laws, there is another mine that was recently approved up farther to the north in the UP, and so there is a little bit more familiarity with this, and so possibly because of this, there might be there definitely will be some a lot of talk about this, but it might be somewhat muted for those factors.
Lee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Lee Bergquist, reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he covers environmental issues. He's with us to talk about the implications for Wisconsin of an open pit mine being proposed for Michigan's Upper Peninsula, very near the border.